and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. Is it really December? No, tell me it ain't so. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is somewhat based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column called Because I Said So, but more likely we're going to go eclectic for today's show. I may even touch on politics again. Now, Richard, my producer, is already getting worried because when I do politics, I get very heated, and I tend to rant, and I tend to whine, and I tend to forget things like the clock. So, I don't know, I think it's fun, but we'll see. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. We have our regular guests today, Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and they've both been given the opportunity to go where they'd like to go with today's show. So they can touch on the column or they can touch on whatever they want. And I believe Pastor Drew has some interesting reflections post-Thanksgiving that he will share with us. If you have any questions at all for me, any suggestions, any ideas, I will ignore the latter, but you can certainly write me at Bruce at BruceSalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we now have over 4,200 dads and moms that like us from all over the world. And also, as I often mention, the Dad Chat, the Twitter Dad Chat, takes place every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we have a community of moms and dads that are really incredible. It's an equal participation from the moms as well as the dads. We often have great giveaways. This week's giveaway is a gorgeous Chinese cookbook and travelogue book, probably a $29.95 value, of which I'm giving three away at Dad Chat on Thursday night. That's tonight, and I know some of you listening will not hear this till post-Dad Chat, but most weeks we have great giveaways and great topics. This week's topic is dealing with interfaith marriages and how the holidays can be an extra challenge for interfaith households. So mine is an interfaith household and an inter-ethnic household. So I have a little bit of everything. What we don't have, which I think actually would be as hard or harder, is we don't have politically different views. We believe in different religions. I come from Jewish faith. My wife comes from Christian and Chinese background. So there's plenty of differences and plenty of similarities. But on the political front, we do take pretty much the same view. And in fact, while our religions may be different, and the only real difference is her belief in Jesus and that the Messiah has yet to come again, has come already, while Jews tend to believe the Messiah has yet to arrive. Ironically, that difference is small when you look at the fact that we both believe in the Old Testament. We both believe in the values of the Ten Commandments. And those sort of things govern our day-to-day life a lot more than the minutiae that is really different between Christianity and Judaism. In fact, if you really want to honor where the United States came from, it came from the values of the Judeo-Christian ethic. It's something that is no longer taught in schools, and certainly it is shunned at universities, but it is still the basis of the vast majority of Americans, and political correct thinking doesn't allow us to enjoy Christmas the way we used to. We have holiday trees. Excuse me? It's a Christmas tree. Now, this Jew just wrote a column for 12most.com. This Jew wrote a column called The 12 Most Beloved Christmas Songs, because this Jew loves Christmas songs. Now let's look at the history of Christmas songs. Who wrote and what is the greatest Christmas song of all time? At least as far as sales. Okay, where's the Jeopardy sound thing, Richard? Okay, he's asleep at the wheel again. Okay, so just imagine da 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 da. Of course, it's White Christmas, which I believe is the best-selling Christmas song of all time. Excuse me, the best-selling single of any category of all time. At least it used to be. I have no idea if anything surpassed it, but I doubt it. Well, who wrote White Christmas? Irving Berlin. What religion is Irving Berlin? Well, he was Jewish. So many of the greatest Christmas songs were written by Jews. The point is, it doesn't matter what religion you are, you can enjoy Christmas. I was talking with a dear friend of mine recently about the fact that there was a conflict in their home over celebrating Christmas with their Orthodox Jewish son-in-law. And I said, why should there be a conflict? What is the difference between him, the son-in-law, coming into your home and enjoying your holiday. You're not asking him to wear a crucifix. You're not asking him to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem or to read something from the New Testament. You're asking him to enjoy a beautiful meal. And from what you told me, you plan to have a kosher turkey in addition to a ham. And I thought, well, why don't you just also include some potato latkes and enjoy Hanukkah, which this year, ironically enough, totally overlaps with Christmas. Hanukkah is from the 20th to the 28th. And so this friend of mine thought, what a great idea. So it's something to think about. Because it isn't your holiday doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. And why are we having governments and states and various institutions not calling the Christmas tree the Christmas tree? It's a Christmas tree. It's not a holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree. Hooray for Christmas. Hooray for Hanukkah. Hooray for you not believing. Don't rain on my parade. I won't rain on yours. If you don't like it, don't participate. Okay, I didn't do the politics I thought I was going to do. I might have time afterwards if Richard lets me. But I am going to do what I often forget when I get into a political rant. We are going to play another life lesson. So hang on and here it comes.
You got to action to wait the positive.
I'm Bruce Salen and this is A Dad's Point of View. If your kids are on Facebook, you must be their friend. Once your kids are on the internet, Facebook in particular, you have to monitor their activities as closely as any other activities you would monitor of theirs. Don't trust software. Be there yourself. Require that your kids allow you to be their friend on Facebook. Don't take no for an answer. But this is very important. Never make your presence known. Once you are their Facebook friend, you watch, you read, but you never post anything, even a compliment. The moment you do that, their friends will clam up and probably shame your kids into unfriending mom or dad. I repeat, make it required that your kids friend you on Facebook, but never make your presence known. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at brucesallen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
So be your Facebook friend. Be your kid's Facebook friend. This is so important. And the irony is this week's column, Because I Said So, is about social media, which I do talk a great deal about and write a great deal about. And I believe for parents, it is a requirement to be active in social media, if only to know what your kids are doing. And that's why you need to be your Facebook friend. I have a special show that will be coming up in the next few weeks with four really extraordinary guests all about online safety. And this is a very pressing concern for families. And I urge you to listen to it. It will probably be available for download and or purchase. We haven't figured that out because this is a show that has great value for parents, especially those parents that are embarrassed by or don't know or are frustrated about learning how to do Facebook or Twitter. It's not that hard. This week's column called Because I Said So tells a little bit of what happened to me on my recent birthday, which was a few weeks ago. I opened up Facebook after doing my morning daily social media ritual, and there were, as it turns out, 123 happy birthday greetings. It took me refreshing my page about four times to actually read them all. And most of them were not just simply happy birthday. Most of them were people taking a moment to add a little thought, a comment, a video, an image. And of those 123, I have probably met 10 of them. The other 113 or so were people that were my virtual friends from the joy and the universality that social media has brought to me. So that was the column, and I'm not really sure how much more we'll talk about it. We have Wayne Levine coming up, and I know he gets bored listening to me talk about social media, so I am sure we will go in a different direction. And I think Pastor Drew has something really, really special for us to reflect on after Thanksgiving, and I always enjoy almost anything he has to offer. We will be back after these messages. Stay tuned for Wayne Levine and the Men's Room after these messages.